Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. In service management, we are really good at tracking volumetrics. We know how many changes we did this month, how many incidents, even by category. But we rarely offer depth or insight or context or breadth to our stakeholders when they are trying to make decisions based upon our service management data. For example, we track the number of incidents each month, and we might put them on a trend line and say, ooh, we have 100 this month. We had 90 last month. Things are getting worse. But we don't know until we dig in and offer better metrics. How about if we added context like these examples? And I would ask you to volunteer your own or think about the ones that I might have missed. Percentage of incidents caused by changes. That's a great one when we think about, are we doing things well? Number two, percentage of incidents that would be resolved by addressing open problems. So how many of our current incidents will go away if we can put resources behind closing out these problems? Number three, incidents sorted by CI or CI class to identify patterns, especially for your problem management folks. Incidents broken down by day and time to identify patterns. I have a funny story on this. We used to, I'm not going to say which company, have incidents that would pop up like Friday night at 10 o'clock. Like, why is this happening? Well, it's because the DBA that was on call would always do something, I'm not going to say what, that would cause incidents. Nobody ever figured it out because he would fix it before, you know, before Monday morning. Anyone would really know. But you see this pops up and you're thinking, huh, how do we help this person do things better? We also may have incidents broken down by vendor. How about, are vendor people doing a better job than our in-house? And lastly, and this is one of my personal favorites, incidents avoided by early event detection. How many incidents have we avoided by just having good event management? See, those are all way more valuable than number of incidents. And, you know, I could have broken those down further. Think about, like, how many incidents did we categorize or prioritize right? Some people call those bounce metrics. How many times did that incident bounce around IT? My last thing on this is, how do we do things with the focal point of our stakeholders in mind? Incident management is all about resolution. So it's all about every step in that value chain, from detection to getting it categorized correctly, prioritized correctly, when most of the time, all we're worried about is the SLA. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Please feel free to reach out to me if service management leadership can help your organization, and follow our LinkedIn company page. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.